Black Widow is a movie about family. I'm Junior.
And I'm Marcus.
Let's talk about it. We finally watched Black Widow. So this is opening day.
Yep.
Which is awesome. Day one.
Sir.
Black Widow, we're first Marvel movie where we have to, well, I mean, you can't, I mean, we're in Canada.
Yes, sir.
So you have to stream it.
Mm-hmm. You actually can't go to the theaters and watch this movie right now. I mean, there's probably different provinces where you could go and watch it, but
mm-hmm.
not in Ontario currently.
Yeah.
So therefore, streaming it on yep. Disney Plus.
On Disney Plus.
We didn't download it illegally.
Which costs, Marcus.
Oh, yes. $34.99 Canadian. See, the reason why we had to point that out is because it's absurd that it's $5 more in Canada, and in America, it's $29.99.
Not only that, you remember how much theater tickets cost?
Oh, yeah.
I remember.
Yeah.
About 20 most,
yeah.
Like, right? Maximum 20
Max.
If you're going for, like, HD IMAX experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, to watch this at home, you got to pay an extra fee. It's insane, dude. But, okay, like, the movie begins, and we start in Ohio,
1995. And if you thought you'd forget, the movie won't let you forget that, because it smashes on the screen. Bow! Ohio, 1995.
Yeah, when did Marvel start getting used to, like, just so comfortable?
Everything.
Yeah. Put the name of locations, times, and everything, like, right at the front. I guess it was Civil War. That's what started that trend. Yeah.
Yeah.
And 1991 with Bucky.
Yeah, true.
So, yeah, I guess, okay, that's what we're doing now. I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
Because Spider-Man did it, too. But, okay, so
I don't mind it, because, like, a lot of the times you'd be like, where am I? You know, unless the characters talk about where they're going.
Real talk, it becomes even more confusing in Civil War, though, but
yes.
But because then it's like, wait, what? How are they getting here so fast? But anyway, back to Black Widow. we're watching Black Widow's childhood.
Yes.
And she has blue hair, and she has a little sister named...
Horribly dyed blue hair, by the way.
Yeah, it's really bad.
It's not good.
And she has a little sister named Yelena.
Yes.
And her mom named
Melena.
Okay, Melena. We'll go with that. And then Red Guardian. Oh, wait,
Alexi.
What's it? Alexi?
Alexi.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and they're a whole family, so it's like, you know, the mom, the dad, then the two daughters.
Yeah, it seemed kind of normal, and we were like, oh, what's going on here? Is this like another backstory, character's backstory?
And like, straight up, for the next hour, you just follow this family. No. But like, they're like in the house and stuff, and like, we said this when this happened, like, it is a long, cold opening.
Super long, cold
opening. Like, not bad long, not in a bad way,
yeah,
but
no,
just
no,
like...
It's not like it's dragged out or anything, but it is longer than the normal Marvel cold open. And, like, for like, just to say, it takes like 10 minutes for it to say Marvel Studios.
Yeah, seriously,
on screen.
Like around that, yeah, yeah, like 7 to 10. It's pretty crazy. And again, look, it wasn't a bad thing. So, all you really gotta know is that, what's her face? Yelena, I mean, there is one scene that I did right here that I have to mention. So, before they go into the house, Yelena and Scarlett Johansson, Natasha Romanoff. Black Widow. So, basically, they're competing to see who can, like, handstand the longest, right? And I was like,
oh, yeah,
okay.
They're doing the bridge.
Yeah, the bridge. That's what it is, not a handstand. And basically... it's like, oh, I can do this longer than you, and blah, 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 and then what happens is Yelena turns around, and, you know, she falls, and then they walk away, and then she falls again, and then lands on her knee, and then the mom comes over, and it's like, oh, did you bump your knee? And it's like, yeah, bump my knee. It's like, well, you know what that means, you gotta switch it on. yeah, flip mode is the greatest.
And then it becomes a Busta Rhymes music video.
Yeah, brother,
where.
What a surprise. Have you ever seen a brother world capital I? Black Widows have enough? Give me some more. Black Widows want this red stuff? Give me some more. Yo, red, where the shield at? Give me some more. Okay.
By the end of this movie, you know, there's so many Black Widows. I don't know why they're asking, give me some more.
Yo, want more Black Widows? Give me some more. Okay. All right. I'm so glad I wrote that note down.
So
when they drive away from their house after they feel like they're being tracked or whatever, like someone's onto them.
Yeah.
They are driving, and the song that plays is American Pie Part 1 by Don McLean. I wrote that down.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you look that up while we were watching?
I did. Yeah, because I was just like, I want to make sure it's the right title, because I'm like, it is just American Pie, but it's right? Like American Pie Part 1. Yeah. Yeah, and right away I said, you know, in Marvel movies, anytime a character listens to music, it's always important. If it's just a soundtrack thing, it doesn't matter.
It's
like
not a big thing.
Captain Marvel, she never listens to a song. Like, they play Come As You Are while she's, like, upside down, and back to Black Widow. they leave the house to get on a plane, and that's when we realize the dad is just super strong.
Yes. Oh, it's very funny. Like, the whole time, it's like, all right, kids, we gotta bounce, we gotta boogie. You know, we're in the car, we're driving. And then they get to the airfield where they're gonna get onto the plane, and everyone's in the plane, and the dad's like, hold on, I'm coming. And just yeets a giant, like, this thing was heavy. Like, yeah. It was like a big old, like, metal wheelbarrow for, like, throwing out, like, hauling trash.
Yeah.
And he just, one hand, all right, let's go.
All right, let's go.
Get on the plane.
Seriously, that's exactly how that happens. And then, basically, like, they escape the cops, and the way they do that, Natasha gets in the plane, and so does Yelena and Milena.
Yeah.
And then Milena starts flying the plane, and then Red Guardian, I'm just going to call him Red Guardian.
Yeah.
He starts running to the plane, and he jumps onto the plane while it's lifting off. And Marcus turns to me, he's like, open the door!
Yeah, no, because, like, so Alexi jumps onto the plane wing, and it's flying off into the air, but Milena gets shot. And so Black Widow has to fly it, right? And she's, like, 10 at this point?
I guess, yeah. What is your age? I don't know. She's 10?
Something like that.
How old is Black Widow?
I don't know, but Milena's 6.
True.
They do state Yelena's age at the time. She's 6 years old. But yeah, she starts flying the plane, takes over from Milena, and pulls up, and it's like, oh yeah, ooh, we're in the air. And Milena's got shot because, you know, she can't fly the plane.
Mm-hmm.
And Alexi pops his head up from the wing and looks at Natasha flying the plane. And, you know, they just go.
Yeah, they just keep going. Just and keep it's going. Like, so I'm like, he's not going to be like,
open the door!
Let me in! So yeah, they end up landing in Cuba, which Marcus actually predicted. He, as a joke,
it
he
was
said,
really funny. Yeah. I was like, what, are they going to fly to Cuba?
And then they did. And then basically Red Guardian says, like, okay, yeah, don't worry, girls. All of this is good.
27.
She's 27 in this movie.
Yeah, Yelena.
Thank you. Okay, nice. So Black Widow's probably in her 30s. He sends his daughters away to the Red Room. Which, like, he says something along the lines of, like, oh, you were fine when you went, Natasha. Like, something weird like that.
Yeah.
But I don't think, maybe I'm just missing that line. I didn't hear everything else around it, maybe. But, yeah, basically, right, Red Guardian sends his daughters to the Red Room, and then we get the credits. Like, the opening credits.
Yeah, the opening credits.
And we hear a slow version of Smells Like Teen Spirit, which I swear we made a joke about, like, not that long ago.
I don't think it was our MCU podcast.
I think it was, well, maybe it was, but we made a joke in, like, a Jack and Daxter
playthrough.
Yeah. Like, years ago about slow songs. Yeah. And it's funny that, like, they did a slow version of Smells Like Teen Spirit. I just thought that was hilarious.
No, you're not wrong. It is very
This was
years,
it's like 2017 we made that joke.
Mm. Wow, that's fitting.
Yeah, just a year after this movie takes place. But yeah, so then we discovered that this movie takes place in 2016. Yeah, perfect transition.
Yeah.
And we learned that Nat is on the run. Her black best friend is able to give her, like, things that she needs conveniently, no matter what. Somehow this brother gets a Quinjet at one point. What the heck?
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
all right. I get things.
He's a private contractor.
All
right.
Yeah. That's all you need to know.
That's all you need to
What's
know.
What's his name?
You know, I don't know if it's that we missed him saying his name or something. But...
You didn't see the credits? Black man. But anyway. he's just a hustler. He's out here hustling.
You're right. You know what? There it is.
There it is. Yelena took a thing out her leg. Sometimes my notes make no sense.
Yeah, wow.
So we cut to Morocco.
We're in Morocco.
Yeah, we cut to Morocco, and Yelena is, like, running around fighting a bunch of Black Widows, and then, or fighting with a bunch of Black Widows, and then she, like, stabs this lady, but the lady releases the gas. Red gas, the red fart, in a tube.
We're gonna call it the red fart in the tube.
Yeah, the red fart. So,
The lady that Yolanda is hunting is, carrying a bunch of, like, red vials, right? Of, like, mist or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, so Yolanda's like, all right, we gotta kill her. And Yolanda goes in for the kill, and, the lady gets stabbed and busts the thing in her face. It's all like, free everyone, save all of them. And Yolanda's like, whoa.
I was a sleeper soldier.
Yeah.
Kind of like Winter Soldier. But this is different, guys. We swear this is different. This is nothing like it, guys. This is not a recycled plot at all, guys.
No.
So then we cut back to Black Widow, and guess what? She's on the run again. And she's running away. Yeah, she gets an RV, but then like Taskmaster shows up, right? Like explodes her. And then she's fine.
Yeah.
That's when this happened. This is, the pacing of the movie is just like this, too. It's really snappy.
She gets her RV.
At the beginning.
She gets her RV, and the guy sells her an RV with, like, only 6 hours of fuel to power the thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then she needs to go into town or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, she's just driving, minding her own business. And then, oh, I know why this happens.
What?
So, remember, the guy moved all of her stuff out of her house in Budapest.
Uh-huh.
And all the stuff in the stuff had the vials.
Oh, the vials were in it. Yeah.
Yolanda put that in there because right. You know, like, hey, I need you to help all the people in the Red Room.
Yeah, please do something.
Like, please what do are you something. Doing?
So then,
please help.
Black Widow, so then Taskmaster shows up. How did Taskmaster know she was there? How did Taskmaster know she had the vials? How did Taskmaster know anything? Who cares? Black Widow, the movie.
Yeah.
Disney Plus. So what ends up happening is Black Widow fights Taskmaster, and basically, Taskmaster is able to imitate people's moves and stuff. So Taskmaster, like, Black Widow puts her legs around Taskmaster, then Taskmaster puts their legs
around Black Widow.
It's a whole leg thing.
Yeah, I mean,
you gotta see it, guys.
Yeah, honestly,
it's wacky, guys.
You have to be there. You have to see it to believe it.
What happens is Taskmaster is trying to get the vials, and with their magic helmet, they're able to scan the environment and tell that the vials are inside that pouch. Black Widow takes the vials out of the pouch, and as Taskmaster is fighting Black Widow, they kick Black Widow right off the bridge.
No, Junior, you're being too polite on this kick. Not only does Black Widow get kicked off the bridge, and she takes the vials, but she gets yeeted. Like, the best comparison of a kick I can give you is when Captain America kicks that one guy off the boat in Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier, yep.
You know what I'm talking about.
And it's so
the beginning of the
funny
movie.
Seeing Black Widow, because like the fight is happening and everything, and then just
yeah, it's so abrupt. It is so abrupt.
Help!
But
yeah,
that was the first point where me and Junior were like, man. Natasha's not having a good day.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, and it gets worse from here. So then, Black Widow took the cure, though, while the red fart. She took the cure. We'll call it the cure. It's easy. She, you know the album by the band Cure?
The Cure, yeah.
Yeah, called Red. So basically, she has it with her, gets kicked off, she swims away, and then, like, she meets Yolanda in a room, and then Yolanda's like, hey, yo, like, the Red Room's still around.
Oh, yeah. No,
yeah.
She flies to Budapest. She flies back to
the
old house. Yeah,
yeah. And then Yolanda's like, hey, yo, the Red Room is still alive. Like, we gotta kill it for real this time.
And then
it's like, did you kill Drago? And then it's like,
yeah, I did.
Yeah,
I
man,
Drago.
I totally killed
about?
Drago. Like, what do you mean? Why are you doubting me?
Did you see the body, though?
It's like, I don't... Well, I mean, the building blew up. How did you survive? What do you mean? What do you mean? No one could have survived that.
How did he not die?
It's like, did you kill his daughter too? And it's like, yeah,
yeah.
I saw her blow up. I saw her with my own eyes. Yeah, and then you know, their family get together gets interrupted by another action scene where
a bunch of black widows.
Yeah, black widows. They're all black.
A lot of them are black.
It's like, we believe in diversity, but you know the Black Widow that's gonna have the dialogue? She ain't black. Mm-mm. But anyway.
But yeah.
So then we have a really cool action scene where it transitions from, like, the house to, like, buildings,
the rooftops.
Then they, like, go into a building and then, like, on the street in cars. And then to a train station.
I can't lie. This fight scene is really, really good.
It's the best one.
Yeah, it's really good.
It really is. Like, it's just cool, like, all the set pieces and everything, like, and how it transitions. It's like, yeah, there's a goal, you know, they're trying to get to the end of the thing. It's not just, I gotta punch this person really hard, you know?
Exactly.
It's pretty cool. So then, one of the Black Widows, though, she dies.
Yes.
Because evil dictator man with glasses... Like,
you have a broken leg, you're useless to me. Die.
Yep, and then she dies, and she's like, I don't want to do this. And then it's like, you haven't even been hit by the red mist. How do you know you don't want this? How do you know that? You haven't been hit by it yet. You're not cured. How do you know you don't want this?
But anyway. Yolanda says in the movie that it's like you're there, but you're not there.
So it's like the sunken place or whatever?
Exactly. So it's probably, she fell, broke her leg, and was like, there.
It's like,
for a second. It's like, but was still under the control.
I gotta pick up my kids from soccer practice. Oh, no. Because these ladies.
The last time they got kidnapped was right before they took their kids to soccer practice. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then we have. So after that action scene happens, we have like a whole bit of like backstory where Black Widow's talking back and forth with Yelena because they go to like a gas station or something.
Yes.
And then Yelena's. This is where I was like, oh, I like Yelena. She's like, hey, why do you do that thing when you fight? It's like, what? You know thing? The head flippy thing you know, with your you hair flip.
You go down and your leg goes all the way out over there. And you
flip your hair.
You do the.
And it's like, that's funny because it's like, yeah, I guess she would be seeing that on TV and stuff like that. It's like, yeah, why does Black Widow do that? It comes up later, but I'll mention it now. Yelena's whole character is pretty interesting, and I like that they didn't go overboard with her, because they could have easily been like, you were never there for me, right, like,
yes,
whiny little sister,
yeah.
But she's like, you know, I was fine without you, but it sucks that you have all these cool friends, and not once did you even try to reach out.
No, not once did you even try to reach out, and also, you think that our relationship is fake.
Yeah, like, and it's like, oh, I like Yelena, and I get her character, like,
I
you totally understand why she's the way she is.
My favorite character in this movie.
Yeah, same, actually.
Hands down.
Easily. And then, yeah, she mentions too, I think it's the sister scene later on, but she says like, hey, yo, like, I'm not like, we're both killers. Okay. That it's like, I'm an Avenger. It's like, yeah. Okay. Well,
oh, this is the same scene, by the way.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. It's like, well, I'm not the one on magazines and I don't have
little girls idolizing me while I'm a killer, you know,
little doll. Yeah. Role model and all that stuff. And it's like, yeah, you know, that is, it's a very meta thing that's being said there where it's like, but my question though is like, wait, so Black Widow was on magazines? Super spy Natasha Romanoff was on magazine covers? Unless that's just, you know, like a what's the word? Metaphor?
Hyperbole.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. That's the Junior and Marcus. No, then we have sister time.
Yeah, but like.
But it is the gas station.
It's
scene.
The gas station,
yeah, yeah,
and then it goes to them driving.
Yeah, and then it's like, hey, yo, check out my green jacket. It's got all these pockets.
All these
isn't
pockets.
It cool?
Don't you like my pockets?
Don't you like it? Don't you like it? Ah, Natasha, you like the jacket, don't you? You want it, right? You want it for when you fight Thanos, right? You need it for when you fight Thanos in Infinity War.
Don't you
need this?
Don't you?
I think you might need this jacket, Natasha.
Maybe.
I'm just saying.
I don't know.
Yeah. While you're at it, dye your hair blonde.
The jacket might look a little bit better on you than it does on me. I don't know.
But yeah, so then... what happens is they're like, hey, I don't know where the Red Room is.
Yeah,
it's like, me neither. We're kind of just driving around in circles. It's like, well, I know someone who might know where it is. So then we cut to prison, and then Red Guardian is there, and he's doing arm wrestles with everybody while he's bragging about the time that he beat up Captain America. And, you know, Red Guardian is like a super soldier. Like, I guess he was a Soviet test subject that was supposed to be, like, the Russian equivalent of
Captain America. Yeah.
And... his story is actually pretty great too. It's well written, I feel. And then he's bragging about beating up Captain America, and while he's arm wrestling, one of the guys is like, "Wait, when was this?" He's like, "I don't know, 1984 or something like that." It's like, "Well, Captain America was still in ice." Then he's like, "You calling me a liar?" Right? And then he breaks the guy's arm.
Like pasta,
just
my guy.
Shatters it,
like,
dude.
Pasta.
Yeah.
But before that guy, another guy shows up and he's doing the arm wrestling. And Red Guardian makes him think that he's winning.
That was funny.
Cracked
too.
Me up.
Oh no!
Oh no! Like he looks like he has genuine fear in his face. It's like, oh no! Oh,
yeah. He was pretty cool. So then, what happens is Natasha and Yelena send in like some like gift for him in prison.
Yeah,
and
what it's a Red Guardian.
Yeah, part of it. Part of it is the toy. Like the guards are like jerks, and they were eating the food that also came with it. But yeah. There was a Red Guardian action figure. I guess they know him well enough to know that he clearly misses those days where he was Red Guardian. It's very obvious.
He's the household name of Russia, I would guess. He's
in his head, though. Like, it's like, they know him, but they're making fun of him the entire movie. Like, and I don't just mean the main characters. I mean, even in the prison. Yeah. Like, the guards and everything. It's like, oh, yeah, you're such a big deal. Oh, Red Guardian. You think you're so cool. And it's like, oh, that's pretty cool. And I mean, his whole story is actually interesting because later on, too, it's almost as if he wants to play that hero role when he's saying, like, oh, if this is the last time we meet, but it's like nothing ever goes his way, where it's like, oh, well, you know, that would be the triumphant moment for the hero guy. We don't even get to see him fight.
Where I talk to my love interest and tell her how I feel.
Oh, she's gone. Yeah, we don't even really get to see him fight. It's unfortunate. They could have done a lot more with him.
100%.
So basically inside that action figure's head is a Bluetooth earpiece. And then the Black Widows, so the Yolanda and Natasha, it's like, hey, yo, we're going to break you out of prison. And it's like, oh, really? It's like, oh, yeah, totally. It's like, okay. And then
it's like, all right, we're going to break you out of prison. I need you to follow my instructions to the T. Be like super stealthy and just like sneak out. And the Red Guardian does absolutely the opposite of that.
That's so true.
He starts a riot.
right away
starts a riot, you know. It's like, okay, well, since you're doing that, just get outside and we'll get the helicopter to you. And he gets out to the middle of the courtyard, but so does every other inmate and guard at the same time. So a riot starts, you know, that they're out in the middle of the snow. It looks like the same place where of King Kong versus Godzilla. That's what I said earlier. I was just like, well, this is weird. But so they're it's a big fight, big prison riot. People are getting shot by these Russian guards because
after having a long scene about like, hey, yo, we're sisters and I know we're killers, but we can do better and we don't have to be killers. It's like, I'm not a killer anymore. All those prisoners are dead.
Every single one.
They all dead because an avalanche happens during the prison break.
All the noise and all the
like Yolanda shoots a rocket launcher and then that's what triggers it. Yeah.
She shoots the rocket launcher. Oh, because there's a guy with a chain gun. That can't aim. He literally shoots from the left to right, but goes above the door.
Somehow misses her, even though the door is wide open.
It's insane. It's actually insanity.
No sense. But yeah, also, I think it's kind of funny that the green jacket isn't a bulletproof jacket, like a lot of people theorized way back in Infinity War. It's just a jacket with pockets.
It's just a jacket. So the avalanche happens. They narrowly rescue Red Guardian.
Yep, and then when they're on the helicopter, Red Guardian's like, hey, it's so good to see you. Man, I hated being a family, man. It sucked. I was so bored.
It was so boring.
It was so boring. And the girls are like, oh, Daddy, no! But then they just... they realize, like, look, man, tell us where the Red Room is. He's like, I have no idea.
Yeah, me and the guy, we were cool, but then he sold me out and put me in jail for the rest of my life.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, that sucks. So then it's like, well, do you know anyone who would know? It's like, your mom.
She was the brains of the operation. I'm LeBron.
It's like, wait, really? She's alive still?
Yeah. Did she get shot?
Yeah. Like, okay. and then it's like, no. She's been fine this whole time. Just living like out in the middle of nowhere. Mm. So then it's like, okay, where is she? It's like, yeah, I know where she is. It's like, we don't have enough gas. It's like, what? Yeah, we don't have enough fuel. It's like, nah, we'll make it. And then the helicopter's falling out of the sky.
Literally falling. Like,
and it lands.
This is when I turned to Junior and I'm like, yo, who directed this? Like, the visual comedy in this movie? 10 out of 10.
Yeah, it's all over the place. But you know what? Why not?
I love the visual comedy in this movie. I can't lie.
I'm all for it. So then they get right here in my notes. I literally just have two really important things written. Okay.
Hmm.
The first note is family. So they get inside the house and then they sit around the table and then Red Guardian, he tries his Red Guardian suit on. And he's like, hey, it still fits, which I was surprised at.
Yeah.
Like, I know he wears it in the trailer, but I thought, oh, maybe she's going to make a new one for him or something. No, it's the same old one.
He squeezes into it. And it's so funny because like in normal superhero suit ups, it's all like, duh, 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 duh. You know, they put the gloves in.
No. Hang on. In the MCU, There are no superheroes.
No,
suit-ups.
You're right. You're right.
They just appear in the next scene. But I know what you mean. Yeah, like Batman and all that stuff. Yeah.
But and this Red Guardian is struggling. Yeah. Struggling
he's
to get everything on.
Like grunting, just like trying to put it on.
When you think he has the button on the
pants,
gun,
yeah.
He doesn't. He has to go more.
Like, this man is choking himself the whole movie. Like, that's why he loses the fight.
Yeah.
Because he can't breathe.
He can't breathe. 100%.
But yeah, so then they sit at a table, and then it's like, you know, we were a family, and then, like...
Family.
Black Widow's like, no, we weren't. And then I'm, like, really, like...
Paraphrasing?
Very much.
Yeah, hard.
But yeah, so Melina is like, oh, you're so hot, Red Guardian. Red Guardian's like, oh, you haven't aged a day.
You really are paraphrasing.
I was in prison for a long time, and I want to bang. And it's like, not in front of the kids.
And Natasha goes... Ew. And it's very funny because, like, these aren't their real parents. They're not, like, biologically...
Yeah, it was only 3 years that they were together.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I guess it was the closest thing either of them had
to family.
So it's a family movie. This ain't a movie about dark history. This isn't a movie about rubbing out the red in your ledger. This is a movie about
assassination. This is a movie about family.
So, yeah, basically, right? They all start fighting, and then Yelena has a talk with what's his face, Red Guardian, and Black Widow has a talk with what's her face,
Yelena,
Black Guardian. So then what happens is, right? Yeah, I know it's the mom, but she has no cool name. How do you have Yelena and Melena? It's too close. You don't do that in script writing. You don't do that. You don't. Anyway, I'm gonna have two characters named Jake and Jack.
But I hate that.
But anyway, so what happens? Red Guardian cheers up Yelena by singing American Pie, and I was like, see,
yeah,
it came back.
He was right.
Yeah,
if characters
listen to a song in the MCU, it always comes back, always, and that's what cheers her up. And then while Natasha and Melina are off screen. Basically, they have a whole conversation that we don't see. Remember this, because this is very important.
Yeah, they do have... Well, just before that, they do talk
they do,
about,
yeah, and you
about
see
pictures
that.
And,
yeah.
And how to keep up appearances, they did all holiday photos when they were kids. Like, all holiday photos in one day, just to put it inside of a book.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they're reminiscing about, like, the family part of it.
Yeah.
Because, like, at the dinner table, Melina and Red Guardian and Natasha both said, nah, none of that was real. And Yelena has a freak out, and that's why...
Like, it was real for me!
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's a good scene, by the way. I don't hate it.
No,
I think it goes on a little bit long. But it's not bad.
There's enough going on in that scene that it's not all family.
Yes.
Know? Like a pig dies.
But I will say, and Marcus says this to me, because I kind of thought about it, but I guess like my willing suspension of disbelief, like I was just like, yeah, okay, whatever. But Marcus said this to me, and it ruined the entire scene for me. He's like, hey man, backstory for a dead character.
It's true.
You're right. Why do we care?
It's true. This movie came out way too late.
Yes. That is the biggest problem with this movie. We'll get to that at the end. But that is the biggest problem with this movie. Yeah. None of this matters.
None of it.
It's like, oh, so we can have baby Black Widows in the TV shows? Okay, anyway. Let's start phase 4 and phase 3. Great idea, guys.
One, yeah.
Great idea.
So smart.
So then bad guy and his bad people, they show up.
Yeah,
and then it's like
the guy that leads the Red Room.
We find out that Natasha was betrayed by Melina. And then it's like, I'm sorry. And it's like, oh no, she sold her out. And then we go to the Red Room and it's like, hey, where are we going? It's like the Red Room. It's like, why are we going up? It's like, because it's in the sky.
Yeah, it turns out it's a giant sky castle.
It's like
Howl's moving castle.
So you're telling me Black Panther, Thor, Iron Man, S.H.I.E.L.D., all these characters had no idea where this place was? Even Edith, which was Iron Man's like satellite thing,
didn't pick up on any of that? As I said, the only way that makes sense is if the floating base is over Madagascar.
Like somewhere no one...
Somewhere no one's flying to.
Yeah.
Like...
It's weird, but okay.
Sure.
Whatever.
I'll suspend my disbelief.
Yeah, why not? So then Yeah, then Milena is in the room with bad guy.
Yeah, main bad guy.
Yeah, Saul Badman.
Saul Badman. Saul Badman.
Badman.
Saul Badman.
But yeah, so basically, it's like, hey, so thank you for betraying them, but I'm not stupid. I know the truth. And he pulls off her face mask.
Literally, no.
Like Scooby-Doo pulls up. Like Scooby-Doo, like it's a rubber mask.
I know who you really are.
Old man Jenkins.
I would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for you meddling kids and your red room.
But yeah, like actually, what happens is it's Natasha.
Yeah.
At first, we're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Because like clones.
Me and Junior had a moment. We were just like, hold on, this plan wasn't explained, so we are confused.
Yep.
Like even we are confused.
Yeah, both of us are just processing like. So is there like a Black Widow clone? Did Natasha betray them? She's the title character. That can't be true.
Yeah, right?
It's I guess it's a clone.
It must be a clone.
Yeah. So then we cut back to the prison cell that they're in. And then it's like, hey, I don't know how to get out of here.
And
Black Widow. But then you find out it's not Black Widow. It's the mom. So the mom was dressed up like Black Widow and Black Widow was dressed up like the mom.
Not dressed up as. It was
like, just a fake mask.
It was a face off.
Oh, true.
Yeah,
no,
this was a classic case of the movie Face Off.
Yep.
Nick Cage classic.
Just Face Off. But yeah, so then Yelena is doing something. Like, she's trying to hack into the thing. And then the bad guy's like, hey, your plan sucks, and I'm going to undo it. I'm going to send out all my Black Widows.
No, Yelena. Yelena is about to get her head removed, her brain taken out.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she's on the table.
I skipped that.
You did skip that, bro. Come on, you can't skip
Yelena
that.
Yelena had like a earpiece in her ear, and then the mom's like, hey, we only have two earpieces. Yelena, it's just you and me, right?
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, cool, wait, what? And then for some reason, the surgeons didn't notice the earpiece in her ear, but okay. And there is a funny scene about Red Guardian trying to talk through an earpiece.
He's like, Natasha, I just want to say, I really love you and I appreciate you. It's like,
no,
you
don't
have
an earpiece.
We didn't give you an earpiece.
And then he starts like puts his finger in his ear. Wait, why? Why not? Like, you didn't even.
I only had two.
So then. Well, one thing I want to point out, it was at this moment I realized, I did ask earlier, but. The Black Widows all wear shoes. They don't wear those stupid wedges.
Yes.
Black Widow's been wearing in all these movies.
Yes.
And I'm always wondering how her ankle's not just cracked at this point.
Black Widow out here in boots, baby.
Yeah.
Keeping those ankles.
Yeah, flat.
Pristine,
dude.
Baby.
It makes more sense. It's
pristine.
Design. Oh, and then, yeah, Badman. He's like, hey.
Saul Badman.
He's like, hey, yeah, so your plan was a bad idea. And then it's like, oh, yeah? And then she tries to kill him, but she can't kill him because the pheromones are in the room, and the pheromones prevent people from killing him from success. So, like, she has a gun, and then she can't pull the trigger, and then she has, like, a knife, and then she can't, like, swing the knife. And, like, I have so many questions about that. It's like, so then, like, she's like, when you smell him, that's when it triggers, right?
Yeah.
But what if, like, I shot a plate, and then the plate swung at this thing and then the other thing, like I could kill him indirectly,
like a Rube Goldberg machine.
Yeah, but then on top of that, it's like you can't kill him, right? Can I shoot his foot? That wouldn't kill him.
Can I injure him?
Yeah,
that's a good like.
It's probably not. Probably not.
I assume the pheromones make it so that you can't hurt him.
Yeah,
like you can't.
But I can indirectly mess this guy up though, right? Like
if I
throw a chair in his general direction and someone else puts him in the way of the chair.
Yeah,
like I don't know, but.
Like, if I were to throw a baseball,
if I ricochet
right,
the bullet off the wall behind him.
I throw a baseball,
yeah.
And Saul Badman happens to walk into the path of my baseball throw, and he gets knocked out. Did I hurt him?
Did I hurt him?
Or did he hurt himself?
Yeah, right? Something else happens. Oh, she's like, yeah, you suck, dude. He's like, no, I don't. It's like, yeah, you do. He's like, no, I don't.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you do. And then he punches her a bunch.
Yeah.
And then it turns out it's like, hey, thanks for your cooperation, which is a callback to Avengers in 2012.
Oh, wow.
And then it's like, yeah, I was making you punch me so that this nerve in my nose would prevent me from smelling you.
Yeah, that's literally it.
All right. And then she bashes her face against the
bow, breaks her nose.
Desk.
Breaks her nose
so clean, that she can stop smelling.
Yep.
No, well, it's because of a nerve or something, some stupidness like that. And then before that,
what happens before that?
Two things. One, Black Widow's piercing, but two, we find out that Taskmaster is the man's daughter.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Yeah, the one that blew up, that we all saw blow up earlier in the movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We didn't talk about that.
Yeah, so she's in a robot suit, but her head's fine.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she's disfigured, but her head's fine.
I guess this is a good time to do this, but... So, in the first Avengers, you know, you hear about Budapest and Clint and Natasha going to Budapest and doing all that crazy stuff, but you never actually see anything happening and about all the people they kill. But, like, here, you know, they're actually in Budapest and you get to see all the stuff that happens in Budapest and the callbacks to it. And what happened in Budapest is Black Widow murders a little girl, yep. A little 8-year-old girl, blows her to smithereens. Blows it to smithereens trying to kill the guy of the Red Room. Fails.
And then it's like, but she's fine.
Oh, yeah, she's fine.
But she's fine.
She's fine, though. All the Red Room guy had to do was put a little chip in the back of her head.
Her face was disfigured as a child, but her body was able to grow?
And yeah.
Yeah, okay. Is it a robot suit? I don't know.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, it never gets explained.
Won't.
So, yeah, and then, yeah... Blah, 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 blah. He's like, I'm going to let out my Black Widow's army of Black Widows. And they're all under my spell.
I got a bunch of sleeper Black Widows around the world. And I'm going to let them loose. That's my whole game plan.
It's like, remember that plot from Civil War that Zemo said he was going to do, but then he didn't do it because that wasn't actually his plan? Well, I'm going to do it instead.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Wait, which is even funny because Civil War is the same year as this movie. So... Two villains had the same idea. That's weird. The same year.
Remember that? Remember the other day when I was talking to you in the car? I was like, oh, there's a stream of consciousness that everyone pulls the same ideas out of.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what happened.
These two baddies were just both like, hang on. What if I just let all of them go? Just around the world, man.
Just go crazy.
Yeah, so then it was at this point something happens. Black Widow... I don't remember. Something happens.
Yeah,
Red Guardian's fighting Taskmaster for no reason.
Taskmaster is losing, and they keep cutting away from Taskmaster.
Let me
explain this. So after you find out that Taskmaster is the daughter, right? The guy, Saul Badman, sends out Taskmaster to, you know, deal with the intruders, right? Milena is inside a turbine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, doing some hacking stuff.
Uh-huh.
And... she can't hack into it, so she just blows it up. Yep. So that this causes the whole Red Room to start coming down from the air. Yep. Like, it's coming down hard, fast, right? Meanwhile, Black Widow is in the room. Natasha is in the room, doing the whole, like,
beat me up.
Beat me up, right? And she gets beat up and then breaks her nose. And after that, Saul Badman realizes, oh, no, she can hurt me. And presses the button to release all the Black Widows, or... have all the Black Widows that are on the Red Room.
He presses it with his ring.
Yeah. No.
The emergency button.
Yeah, the emergency button. Right. So they all come and help him to his aid, to the system, right? That's what happens.
Right. Okay, so... But he has a ring that does a thing.
It activates all the Black Widows in the world. That's a whole dumb thing. Ring does.
Yeah. You think Nat's going to fail? I don't know. Thanos is just around the corner.
Yo, man, I don't know, man. This movie had some high stakes. I was really worried.
Stakes are so high. I thought she was going to die in this one, man. It's crazy. Like... I don't even know. But yeah, and then the Black Widows come in. Oh, but again, though, while all that was happening, Red Guardian's fighting Taskmaster,
yes.
Right? And Taskmaster's whooping Red Guardian. Too bad we keep cutting away from it anytime any good parts come. Taskmaster's claws come out for Black Panther. We never get to see it.
Nothing.
Right?
It's just
a bunch of punches and kicks.
Taskmaster was really cool in the first part of the movie, and then after that, they just wasted her character.
Yep, she's just not there anymore. So then Black Widow shows up and kicks Taskmaster into a box. That's important. Remember that. So then, that's what happens. That's exactly what happens.
She just show up and kick him into a box?
Yeah, like, with her legs. She, like, wraps her legs and throws him in a box.
Oh, you're right.
That's what happens.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and then, but before that...
See, I'm like, what are you talking about?
That happens, but before that, all the Black Widows come into a room.
Yes,
and then they fight her one at a time.
Until the
end, it's like two at a time.
Until the end where they
it's like rush her.
Literally, nah, bro. They get the upper hand on her. One of them chucks her, and the other one throws her into a table, bro.
Yeah, that was a cool
combo. Chucks her into a table, bro. Then while she's on the ground, they kick her, they stomp her out. Yo, this is a gang beat, dog. Yo, they kick her out. out, bro.
No, but like
she's
actually...
crawling. Another Black Widow comes, kicks her in the face, bro. It's wild. Street Fighter, bro. Another Black Widow comes over, picks up Natasha, has her in a full Nelson. All the other Black Widows pop,
just punching her in the face. But it is funny though, the little fight scene before that, like they're fighting her two at a time. Like the other Black Widows are just walking around in a circle. Look closely in the background.
Let's intimidate her by circling.
Her. It's like, why? All of you fight her. Rush her. She can't take all of you. But then Yolanda comes in and throws the pixie dust.
Yeah, she gets like a flash grenade and like wraps the pixie dust around it and chucks it into the big group of Black Widows and it blows up and they all stop because they're not under control anymore.
Yep.
But wouldn't it be funny if one of them was just like, I didn't like this from the start.
I was already evil. But yeah, then it's like, they're like, oh no, where do we go? We never had lives other than Black Widow.
Mm.
It's like, go get out of here.
Just come on, anywhere.
This isn't about you, girls.
You can go
anywhere.
Away. This isn't your movie.
Go away, girls. Right? And then the girls go away. And the whole time I'm like, oh no, Marcus, we have to know what happens to them. Because they can't. This thing's in the sky. Where are they going to go?
No, they're dead. I kept telling them they're dead.
They're gone. This is the end. So basically, right? Also, one thing I do want to mention. A lot of shots in this movie are like shaky, like weird shaky, where like the camera's moving. But I'll get back to that. So, they're in the sky. And there's weird slow-mo everywhere in this movie. I wrote that down too.
Mm.
Because... there's a lot of weird slow-mo.
Yes, there's weird slow-mo in the
movie. So then what happens? They break out of the room, and guys with his terrible soldiers, they all go into a helicopter.
Can't shoot. Nobody can shoot.
Yeah, and then Yolanda is there, and she's like, I'm going to sacrifice myself. And then Natasha's like, don't! And then she's like, watch this! And then she puts her staff into the propeller of the flying thing the guy is on, Batman. And the whole time, Batman's like, hey, yo, she's on the propeller.
It's so funny.
Someone do something.
It's like, yo, guys, she's on the propeller. She's up above us. Shoot her. And all the guys on the ship are just like...
They're all holding their guns. All right,
I'm looking at her.
I'm looking at her, but I don't know if I can... gun pointed at her.
Like,
I'm out of bullets. I'm gonna take a breather today. I'm on my break right now, boss.
Well, how much you paying me to kill her? I don't know. She's kind of cute though.
And then she like, you know, hits the propeller and then it blows up, but not too much blowing up, or else Yolanda would die. So Yolanda falls down, and then Natasha grabs a parachute and free falls, and then she catches her and puts the parachute on her. Because then pulls a parachute, but then Taskmaster. Oh, rewind. So Natasha let out Taskmaster earlier, and it's like, look, man, I'm gonna let you out, but like, don't kill me, okay?
Yeah.
And it's like, argh. It's like, no, don't kill me. So Natasha lets out Taskmaster, and then the ship blows up.
Yes.
Okay, now fast forward. So yeah, and then Taskmaster is flying, like free falling with them, and then it's like, hey, oh no. So then Black Widow, like, pushes away from Yolanda, and it's like, wait, why are you doing this? It's like, because it's not your movie. And like flies away to Taskmaster, and then they fight on like falling debris for, like a little bit.
Every time Taskmaster showed up, me and Junior would say, what's really good?
Like, it's stink meaner. Like, stink meaner.
Because, like, every time he showed up, he was just there to cause a menace, you know?
It's so, like, cinematic every time Taskmaster shows up. But they don't say anything.
Yeah.
So it's like, you could fill anything there.
You really could say anything.
What's going on in
there? Dynamic intrigue!
Yeah, literally.
So Taskmaster shows up, and he's flying down towards Natasha, and is like, they're having a fight in the air, because Taskmaster won't let you die on the ground. He will kill you, or she will kill you, in midair.
They're having a fight in the air because they need footage for the trailer.
Yeah.
So then they get to the ground, because literally, like...
Yeah.
All those scenes were in the trailer, all of them.
The
when they're on the debris and everything, and I'm like, oh sweet, we'll finally get to see the full version of the scene. Like two more seconds.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, then they're on the ground because Taskmaster had a parachute.
Yes.
And then it's like, yeah, okay, good, we're safe. And then Black Widow's like, look, man, chill. Like, we don't gotta fight. I know you're in there. And then it's Taskmaster fights Black Widow. And then Black Widow does her Black Widow leg thing on Taskmaster. You know the thing that didn't work at the beginning of the movie?
Because he reversed it and did the
Taskmaster
same thing back.
Taskmaster reversed it into the exact same move, like you said, it's true.
Yeah.
Black Widow does that move and it works this time.
Yeah, well, why? It's like,
just cause,
like, after the movie, I was all like, yeah, without the helmet, you can't copy. But she was wearing the helmet.
She was wearing the helmet. She was
full on wearing the helmet.
How was she able to
just copy the move?
Yeah, but then Black Widow takes off the helmet while she does that, and then she like ground pounds this vial of ooze, the secret ooze.
The cure.
Every single time I've said this thing, it's been different. Have you noticed?
You call it a different thing.
So many. Time. That's not intentional. So, me trying to be funny. I just keep forgetting.
It's hilarious because the first time you called it the cure, and you're like, I'm going to call it the cure.
Never called it the cure. She like fist bumps it on the ground.
Where did it come from?
I don't remember. Like, did she have one on her?
No, Junior. I'm saying, where did it come from? Because there's no explanation. She didn't have it on her.
It was just there. The writers are like, oh no. We've written ourselves into a corner.
Exactly.
Do we make her a killer again? Nah, we can't do that. Right? Because
that'd be going back.
Her whole redemption arc, like Infinity War, like it's like, yeah, you just murdered a whole bunch of people, Nat. I'm sorry, you're not.
Yeah. So because Nat didn't actually kill you when she blew you up in Budapest, we have to make her kill you now.
Yeah. She has to finish the job. Come on.
That's
she killed the dad.
That's our Natasha Romanoff.
But yeah, no, so she, like, fist bumps the ground with the vial on there, and then basically the steam comes out, and then she's like, oh, I can breathe again, and I'm not under super control, and then it's like, yeah, hey, it's like, is he dead? It's like, yeah, he's dead. And then Marcus is like, did you see the body? It's like, enough with this body, okay? He's dead this time, I swear it.
Watch him come back, man.
Like, actually, though. This woman survived an explosion.
Exactly.
When she was, what, 10?
Yeah.
Like, what? Okay, sure. And then, yeah, the Thunderbolt Ross, who was also in the movie, oops, he drives up, and he doesn't get a line or anything. Like, he says something to the cops, but he drives up. Black Widow looks off at the distance after talking to her family.
Yeah, it's like, yo, guys, get out of here.
Get out of here.
Sure,
it's like, no, we're family.
Oh, yeah,
like,
hold
no,
up, wait.
Come on.
All the Black Widows also come back.
Oh, yeah, they're alive.
They're all alive.
Yeah,
they
were able to get on a plane together, all of them.
I guess it makes sense because they're all Black Widows. It's like 50 Black Widows.
Yeah, there's a plane on here. One of us has to be able to fly, right? Yeah, so wait a minute.
What?
How was Yelena able to destroy the helicopter if the pheromone thing, I guess she didn't smell him?
Yeah, I don't think you'd be able to smell them from out there.
Yeah, I guess
like
so.
Where you were, like you're like the helicopter blades and everything, you're outside.
Yeah, okay.
It makes sense.
But yeah, so yeah, and her family's like, no, don't go, we're gonna stick with you, we're gonna fight together like a family. It's like, nah, man, look, my title's in my name's in the title. Okay, yours isn't. Go.
Yeah.
Right?
I gotta go fix my other family.
And then Yelena's like, Avengers. Yeah, but what about this green jacket? You want it, right?
Yeah.
You need it in the next movie, right?
I'm pretty sure I saw a movie a couple of days ago.
Yeah,
where
Infinity War, you had a green jacket on. Just take mine.
Just take mine.
So, yeah, and then Natasha is about to encounter Thunderbolt Ross, then we cut to a black screen. And then 2 weeks later, so we never got to see what happened there.
No.
What did she do? What did Black Widow do to Thunderbolt Ross?
Yeah, what did she do to escape?
Did she beat him up?
And all the cops?
Yeah, also, where did her family go? Because they couldn't have, like, what, did they fly a plane? Oh, they're all crashed. I guess they went with the Black Widows then, right?
The Black Widow
where did
plane.
Natasha go then, yeah.
Yeah, no, Natasha went with Ross.
How'd she get away?
I don't know.
She just got away.
Yeah, well, I mean, nah, Black Widow slipperiness. She just gets away.
She goes, like, gets handcuffed, goes in the car with Thunderbolt Ross. He looks away for 2 seconds, turns around, she's gone. Batman.
Yep.
What?
Yep.
How? I locked the doors. The windows are closed. I don't. But yes. Yeah, so...
You don't know this, Cannibal Ross. I do have a superpower. I can turn into air.
But yeah, so. And then the movie ends with the black guy coming back, and he's like, hey, I can get you stuff, remember, if you give me enough time? And then it's like, yeah, it's like, check it out, Quinjet. It's not a Quinjet, but it's like a jet.
It's like a shield jet, but not
yeah,
a
it's like, see what I did? Yeah. I did that. And then it's like, thanks. It's like, you're a really good friend. He's like, that's what every guy wants to hear. And then, she jumps on it, and then...
She
credits?
Flies off. Yeah. She flies off, and then it pans over to, like, some trees and some fireflies.
For a long time, because the fireflies were a thing earlier.
Yeah, and you're just like, is it going to pan all the way down, or...
No, that's it.
Doesn't.
Credits.
Credits starts rolling.
And it's like, you know, just no closure. I guess because the next movie is Infinity War, like...
This movie is very pointless. The only thing
absolutely
that,
pointless.
The only thing that... has any gravity to it is the post-credit scene.
Yep.
And that is so light.
Yeah.
It's a post-credit character from a show,
yeah,
bro.
So Valentina, played by Elena from Seinfeld, who hired the U.S. agent from Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
Yeah, with her purple hair. What?
Oh, so,
Cletus Cassidy. What's her face? Yolanda.
Yolanda is there, right?
Brittany Murphy shows up.
Talking to Valentina, dressed like Brittany Murphy. From Clueless. Whole garb. And it's all like, this is my day off. Why are you here, Valentina? And Valentina's all like, I got a new mark for you. Got a new target for you. And it's like, do you want to get revenge on the person that killed your sister? And it's a picture of Clint Barton, Hawkeye. Wow.
Yeah, so it is. I guess this will tie into the Hawkeye show. But I love that it's the post-credit scene. So, you know, I mean, it doesn't mean anything. It's because someone said, like, hey, yo, the movies and shows are going to be intertwined. And I don't care. I still don't believe it.
This just happened. It literally just...
No. I want to see that What's-Her-Face... In the movie. Not a cameo. And I did say that too. Not a cameo. Doctor Strange shows up for 5 seconds in Thor Ragnarok. Yeah. Okay? That's not what I'm talking about. Yeah. I mean, in the movie. They're important.
Actually a character.
Yeah. Captain Marvel might happen, but like, who cares? It's Captain Marvel. Let's be real. Is that anyone's favorite movie?
I don't think so.
I've never met anyone.
No, I don't know anybody that...
Not even like their target demographic. They're like, oh, young girls. I showed Wonder Woman... and Captain Marvel.
Wonder Woman's a better movie.
Yeah, it is.
Just hands down.
Yeah, it is, because it's not this confusing hodgepodge of a mess of a plot.
No.
About space aliens and, like, her coming to Earth and Vers. You don't remember Vers? Take care of your anger. Control your anger, Vers. Yeah, stop it. Control. She hasn't raised her voice. What? But yeah, back to Black Widow. That's the end of the movie. So, my review is, the camera is very shaky a bunch of times. It's really weird. I didn't mind, but it's cool. I like Black Widow the movie. It doesn't need to exist, though. You could completely skip this movie so far.
Yeah.
At least if you were interested in, like, go back to, like early Marvel. So the Infinity Saga, right?
Mm.
You could squeeze this movie in there.
Yeah.
Just cut out the post-credits scene. Or, I mean, leave it, but, like, put it after Endgame.
Yeah. Yeah, this movie fits snugly right after Civil War.
Yeah.
I call it Civil War 2 because... it happens right after Civil War. It's the sequel.
It's right after.
Yeah, I enjoyed this movie as well. It was a fun little Marvel movie. Not the best, not the worst. Could it be better? Definitely. But what movie can't be? Yolanda is great. One of my favorite, probably my favorite character in the movie. Mm-hmm. I liked Alexi. He's very funny. Good comedy relief.
Yeah, he's fun.
And I like the family dynamic.
Same. I do,
family.
Too. Family. I actually do, too.
Family. Yeah. Dominic Toretto's favorite Marvel movie right here, by the way.
It's all about family.
Yeah. So, as to wrap it up, and me and Junior stances on the movie, we enjoyed it, yeah?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
It's a nice little romp.
Yeah, very fun.
But, okay,
now,
so...
Now we must come back to the main part. The meat and potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Junior and I, we made predictions.
Yes, we did.
About, not really predictions, but we saw these movies already.
We already saw these movies.
We had already seen these movies. These, what's getting released are the theatrical edits that they're sending to us. This is what you guys are seeing, right?
And for those uninformed, you have to listen to the MCU, our podcast,
yes.
The MCU Phase 4 podcast.
Yes.
Please give it a listen.
Please give it a listen.
This part won't make as much sense, but keep listening. Go on, Marcus, go on.
Back in the Phase 4 podcast, right?
Yep.
Janiak, right? He said, I love the scene where Red Guardian throws his shield like Captain America and then Black Widow catches it.
Okay, so let me explain that real quick. Basically, right, Red Guardian, and if you get the action figures, okay, here's a picture of the action figures,
yeah.
Okay, I mean, here's the action figure, I have the action figure, okay, he has his own shield, all right?
Yes.
What's going on here?
Where is it?
Yeah, so if you don't believe me, look at the action figure, his shield's right there. In this movie, he holds Taskmaster's shield at one point and throws it through a window.
Yep.
That's it. So they got rid of the scene where Black Widow, they cut it out, obviously.
Yeah.
And then, so
the next one is, I said, my favorite part is when Black Widow does the signature Black Widow thing and hops on a guy's neck and breaks it with her legs. Now, she doesn't do that and break anybody's neck.
Yeah.
Nobody's neck breaks, but There's tons of the Black Widow signature move.
There's so many legs.
There's so many legs.
She's flying legs, bro.
She does it. Milena does it. Yolanna does it.
Taskmaster does it. Everyone, it's leg day, man.
It's leg day. We're all jumping on necks and spinning around. That's it.
Leg Widow.
Leg Widow. Yeah. Our next prediction slash, you know, part of the review from the Phase 4 podcast was Jay said, what's also cool is when Yolanna, who is the other Black Widow, and I come in and said, oh, you mean the blonde one, right?
Yeah,
just to make sure everybody knows. He says, my favorite part is when she jumps at the same time as Black Widow, Natasha, mm-hmm. and it's kind of crazy what their legs wrap up in the air, and yep. they do the leg thing
at the same time. Yeah.
Now, that didn't exactly happen with Yolanna.
No, but, okay, hold up. The original scene, the original cut.
Yes, exactly.
Remember when Black Widow gives the parachute to Yolanna?
Yes.
And then, like, pushes her away and then flies away. Originally, Yolanna is supposed to land with Black Widow and Taskmaster.
Yes.
And she has the vial. That's where the vial of the red ooze comes from.
Sense.
It makes way more sense
so
if you do it that way.
So much more sense.
But they cut that scene out, so now there's just a vial that falls out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
I guess they couldn't get her back for reshoots or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But the in that scene, that's where the leg wraps go.
The two leg wraps. Now, they wanted to keep it in the movie still, so in the Taskmaster fight against Black Widow,
yeah.
Black Widow tries to do the thing, and then gets reversaled, and then Taskmaster does the thing.
It's a whole leg thing.
It's a whole leg thing. Not as good as what was before, but we'll take it. We'll take it.
All right.
Our next prediction slash review was, turns out Taskmaster was a girl the whole time. And it happens to be her old, Natasha's old master, Madam B.
All right, so look, I'm not going to lie to y'all. I knew I was right about the girl part. I never did see the part. Like, I fell asleep at that point in the original cut.
Yeah.
So, it wasn't Madam B. Madam B doesn't even get a name drop in this.
It was really
weird. All of a sudden, it's Saul Badman. All of a sudden, just, where was he the whole, okay.
Yeah, right.
All
right.
And then Red Guardian.
Red Guardian. Yeah.
So the audience reception for Red Guardian was so positive that they decided not to make him sacrifice himself, or give a little nod to Alpha Flight and the X-Men.
It was, I understand why they cut that part out.
Yeah, it'd be too complicated at this point.
It'd be too complicated, and it was. It was in the movie before they decided to do the whole, like, Eternals explaining the whole mutant power gene, whatever.
See, and they liked Red Guardian. They didn't want him to die.
Yeah,
audiences
to die.
Loved him. Test audiences, they loved him. So it was like, don't kill him off.
He'd be a really good returning character.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And our last prediction slash review was at the post-credit scenes of Black Widow, Natasha has a shower scene, full frontal. It's great.
You might,
chef's kiss.
Now, you might think the scene's not there. I didn't tell you what she'd be showering in.
That's right.
Do you remember the very last part of the post-credits scene? She's, Yolanna is at a grave, her grave.
Yeah,
right?
Natasha's grave, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And on it says, Natasha Romanoff, sister, something else, Avenger.
Yeah.
Right? Fighter, sister, Avenger?
Sister, friend, Avenger?
It wasn't friend. You're not my friend, Natasha. But yeah, no joke, okay? She is showering in dirt. She's surrounded by it. All right?
You know what? You're not wrong.
Yeah, they buried her naked.
You're not wrong. Yo, hey, yo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just made it so that kids couldn't see it, but
exactly.
It's there.
In the version that we saw, it's a lot more graphic and a little weird. Threw us off, but especially in a Marvel movie, but
yeah. It's there. I guess it's so have their okay. I'm going too far. I'm going too far.
Chill out.
Becoming R-rated. But yeah. overall, not a bad movie. Would I watch it again? Well, but it's a nice movie. It's a fun movie. Fun action movie. Cool summer little
blockbuster. Yeah.
Shang-Chi is next with the Ten Rings. But This movie does not tie into anything other than the little TV series and a post-credit scene that you could watch online for $0.
$0.
So, I don't know, man. Is this movie worth it? People were clamoring for a Black Widow movie. Sorry it came out 4 years too late.
Junior.
What?
You want to know if this movie's worth it? Do I feel like my $34.99 was $34.99 well spent?
$34.99 Canadian.
Does it feel like I don't know, if I waited just a little bit longer after a movie theater started opening up, I could have spent maybe like $12.
Yeah, about $12.
About $12 on a movie. Yeah. I'm not saying I didn't enjoy my time. I'm just saying that time is money, and my money was wasted.
Thank you for listening to the Junior Marcus Talk podcast. The door's that way, and we'll be seeing you.
Is that our ending?
I can think of something better. Thank you for listening to the Junior and Marcus Talk podcast. Be sure to comment down low in the description. Wait, what?
Hang on. Okay, I'm gonna do this. This is the one.
Got you. Thank you for listening to the Junior and Marcus Talk podcast. Be sure to let us know what you thought of the movie down in the comments below. Wait, you can't. Wait, hang on. Let me do it again. Okay, hang on, I got it.
Do you want me to do it?
No. Okay, here we go. Thank you for listening to the Junior and Marcus Talk podcast. Be sure to let us know what you thought of Black Widow in the comments down below.
Wait, you can't! We good? Deal sealed?
One more. Okay, here we go. This is what we go through, people. I don't know if I'm going to... I might even leave some of this in.
You should.
Okay.
You really should.
Thank you for leaving... Wait. Thank you for listening to the Junior and Marcus Talk podcast. Be sure to let us know what you thought of Black Widow in the comments down below.
Wait, you can't. You satisfied?
Oh, my God. Thank you for listening to the Junior and Marcus... Thank you for listening to the Junior and Marcus Talk podcast. Be sure to let us know what you think... Thank you for...
Thank you for listening to the Junior Marcus Talk podcast. Let us know what you think down below in the comment section.
No, wait!
There. Yeah. You want to do that one more time?
That's the one.
All right, cool.
And then the theme song says comment. What the heck? Anyway. Okay.